There are a lot of games out there, a lot of apps out there, but there's only one Best Fiends. If you're like me, you're tired of the same old apps on your phone. You need to play this hit puzzle game, Best Fiends. There's an infinite amount of challenging puzzles and thousands of levels to play, so you will never get bored. Trust me, once you start, you'll be playing every chance you get. Morgan number two likes to play it before the show starts. Download Best Fiends for free at the App Store or Google Play today. That's friends without the R. Best Fiends. I do believe you'll be like the others and tweet me and go, I'm playing it.
All right.
The Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
Yeah, we're done with today. Everybody go?
Yeah.
All right, cool. So we don't... Well, I got to apologize, one, for the past, and two, for the future. The past is that, well, we haven't been doing all the post-show pre-shows because our schedule's been very tight. And so we're trying. And I got to apologize for the future because it's just getting worse, at least for the next few months.
Yeah.
So we're going to try to do... And sometimes, you know what? It may not even be me on here.
Doing the post-show pre-show?
It could be you guys, balls to the wall.
Oh, boy.
Oh, you want us to do it solo? Oh, yeah.
I'm not against it.
I'm down.
You let Lunchbox do it. It's going to be like an hour-long post-show pre-show.
He's got to get to the Sore Losers podcast. Yeah, I'm not worried about that anymore. So, but I'm just saying that, yeah, that's a deal. If we haven't forgot about you, we appreciate you listening to the podcast. But, yeah, that's a deal. I do. I saw watching Amy's Insta stories yesterday. I was traveling back and forth. I flew to LA and back in a day, which means... 4 hours, 5 hours.
It's not an easy flight.
Do your crap, get back on a flight, fly right back.
Whew.
So I'm not even complaining. I'm just saying I'm watching, flipping through Amy's Insta stories, and I didn't talk to her because she's in Texas with her dad who's going through radiation right now. Is that what it is, radiation?
Yeah, and chemo.
Oh.
Same time.
And that
got added.
Yeah, plus one.
Man.
The sucky plus one, man.
Yeah.
I know. They're kind of like, you know what? Let's just go ahead and add this just to be safe.
So Amy's not here. I'm looking at her on an iPad. We watch each other. But her Insta story, she's going, my daughter's about to get ISS in school. And I was like.
In school suspension?
Yeah. And so I start, so I'm in. And I don't really like watching people's Insta stories and they just talk at the camera. Like, I like getting people to do something, you know?
Okay.
You see me, I don't really do a lot of talking to the camera. I just pick it up and talk. Sometimes, I guess, if I have something I really want to say. But I don't feel like what I have to say is that important where someone's just going to watch all 15 seconds. I like to look at a picture and go to the next thing.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
I just had to vent.
And I watched it all. Like, you got me. You hooked me.
Oh.
It was a great story. It was like Breaking Bad. So I was watching it, and she was like, my daughter got into school suspension. I'm like, what? I pulled my thumb up. As I did, and I was like, let me see what she has to say. So apparently, she had on leggings. She wasn't supposed to.
Yeah, so, and I got the full story once she got home from school, and I realized where the confusion was. Because I know she knows how to dress herself for school and what's allowed and what's not. Well, she thought it was Friday. And see, Friday is fun Friday where you get to wear whatever you want. You don't have to wear whatever they deem like a uniform, which is like khaki pants or navy pants with a collared shirt. So she thought it was fun Friday and she wore her leggings.
Oh, no.
And then they called me and they're like, yeah, your daughter has on leggings. So if someone doesn't bring some pants up here for her, she's going to sit in ISS for the rest of the day.
What?
And I was like, ISS.
That seems a bit dramatic.
Like, yeah. I literally was like, well, I don't know. I guess now she's in a different part of the school because she's in sixth grade and they don't mess around over there. So I freaked out. Like, I was in the waiting room. I was already emotional. Like, it just already been a weird day for me. And I mean, I was probably, I was moments away from starting my period, but I didn't know that. I just knew that set me off and I just started crying. And I just didn't have time for that at all. And then I was like, are you for real? I was like, ISS for that? And I was like, well, let me see what I can do. I'm out of town. I've got to figure this out. But this just seems a little much.
Mm.
And she was just
listen,
like,
if it's a rule, it's a rule. If it's
I get it.
Yeah, if it's not
rule,
something, it could be something that could be addressed. If it's a rule, I'm not even saying that they're right or wrong. I'm just saying in general with rules, dumb rules have to be addressed and the proper rule modification has to be made. If it says she has to go to ISS, then she has to go to ISS and you address the rule later. But yeah, it seems
okay,
a bit dramatic.
All I know is
back in the day, that's
when
they put the bad kids. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
They locked you in a wooden room.
Yep. All day.
And you're like in ISS.
And your teacher would send homework.
It's school.
Yeah. You do.
It was like school detentiary.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah, you didn't. Yeah. It's mostly like spitting in.
Wait,
people.
Bones, were you in there?
No.
Okay.
I
never got
in
trouble. I was like, you knew so much about it. I'm like, you spent some time
no,
in ISS?
No, you want to know what happened?
What?
Ooh. You ready?
Yeah.
So I would volunteer to go clean some of the rooms, and I would go clean the ISIS room sometimes.
Oh, you were like the,
I would help. Yeah,
you were like the prison janitor.
What do you mean you would volunteer to clean the room?
Hey, while me and Lunchbox were in ISIS,
I was there, so I would ISIS see like chilling.
I would see like they'd have like a desk with wood around them, so you couldn't.
Yeah, so you couldn't talk to your neighbor.
Talk to the neighbor.
Absolutely, I've been there.
I would help out some of the teachers. Then yeah, whatever.
Wow, man.
Boy,
but she didn't go to ISS or no, Aim? What happened?
No, we were able to get her pants up there, but they made her sit in the office. I told her when I got home, I said, well, what did they do with you while you had to wait for the pants? And she said, I had to sit in the office. I couldn't leave. So she was out of class. Mm. This is the part that bothered me. I understand, Bobby, rules are rules. I'm not asking for exception to the rules, but it just seems a little silly that, like, the other day, she can barely do math homework, and now we're pulling her out of school, pulling out of red education because little girl got confused because I'm out of town. She thought it was Fun Friday. She wasn't like trying to be a rule breaker.
Yeah, listen, I think, yes, I see
common sense,
on the short term
people.
Part of it, but yes, she has to get out of the class or that way everybody wears leggings. And listen, it's a bit extreme, but if it's a rule, it's a rule. And I just like consistency.
Well,
for me, just give me consistency. If it's a rule, everybody goes by it. If you change a rule, just give me consistency.
Make it not ISS.
Put her in leg in jail. All right.
Make it like you get a demerit and then
a demerit.
You know,
demerits didn't even scare me, and I was scared of everything.
Yeah, that's not
I was
thing.
Like, a demerit?
Come on.
All right, what are you going to do? Take my square pizza next?
Exactly.
Shut
well,
up.
Well, I was thinking if it adds up, then you have
get
to like
here with that crap.
Stay after and clean the room.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I saw it and I was drawn in. I know you're upset. I know you're a little upset. Amy's like, Amy was struggling with me today a little bit.
It's not you, it's me.
You had to tell
me
to pull her gum out a few times.
Well, Amy was chewing on the air.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
And I said, hey, are you all right? Like, what? We don't chew gum on the air. I almost said ISS.
Say how it happened when you're like, somebody's chewing gum, who is it? And then you look at Amy.
Well,
like,
no, yeah, what happened was I heard chewing. It's like, and there are many. Eddie has a mic, Lunchbox has a mic, Morgan number two has a mic, Mike D has a mic over there, Raymond has a mic in the glass room. And I hear, and I just go, hey, somebody's chewing. And I look over at Amy, and her mouth goes like this. She starts like to slow it down.
We're like, Amy,
we can see your mouth here. Slowing down.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But Amy's like, she's struggling. Listen, she's in Texas. Her dad's sick. She's on her period.
Get it.
Her daughter's got.
I just want to sound like.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you, Amy.
Thanks for the reenactment.
All right, we got it. Let's, Amy, what do you want to say? Go ahead.
Hope everyone has a great day. Oh my gosh, it's going to be weekend. That's hope right. Everyone has a great weekend.
Lunchbox.
Oh, I got to tell you, there's this great new podcast called The Sore Losers, and it's Raymond, Eddie, and myself, and
go.
It is hilarious. Sore Losers podcast. Just download it, subscribe, everything.
There you go. Rate it.
Do
all that, even if you don't listen.
Yeah.
Yeah, check out the Bobbycast. It's my podcast, and then also, I'll be judging Miss America on Sunday night. So that'd be cool. I'll be in Little Rock tonight, playing a big theater show, comedy.
Yeah.
So that'd be fun.
I won't be at Miss America.
You will not. That's true. I did invite Eddie, though.
You did. Thank you.
You got
I appreciate
to be kidding
it.
Me.
Well,
wait, what?
No, stop it. What? You invited Eddie.
Oh, I didn't think about this. I didn't think about he'd get mad at us. Yeah,
No. Whoa.
You'd have to go for like 3 days, and you couldn't. You have a baby.
Oh. Well, he has two kids.
They're
adult
kids.
That's why I couldn't
now.
Go.
And that is why it's one of kids' birthdays. Yeah.
Yes.
Mike D's going, though.
Whatever.
You really couldn't go anyway. You're yelling for no reason. All right, here we go. Here's today's show. Away we go.
Yeah.
Bobby Bones.
Show. Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come,
Bobby. Hey. More studio.
Morning.
Got a good Friday here with you. Jake Owen will be buying the Friday morning conversation. Got a couple dance parties. You know, I was reading this story about tour riders, R-I-D-E-R. And what that is when an artist goes to a venue, says, hey, part of my contract is not only will you pay me, but you need to pay for, you know, green M&Ms only. Mm. You know, it's the things they require in their dressing room. So, for example, Beyonce. These are a little more eccentric-y things. Beyonce, dressing room should be at 78 degrees. Juicy baked chicken, heavily seasoned.
Ooh, juicy.
And rose scented candles. That's what Beyonce wants when she goes into a room.
Wow. Not bad.
Adele. Hello from the other side. One electric kettle for boiling water. Six large mugs for tea. They must be washed and dried. and one pack of Marlboro Light plus one disposable cigarette lighter.
Hey.
You know what?
She smokes?
Probably.
That's just surprising to me. Like, that's what stuck out to me on her rider, is that she wants cigarettes.
That's pretty simple stuff, though, for someone that big.
Yeah.
Tea, water, or tea and hot water.
Rihanna. One large throw rug, cheetah or leopard. It has to be clean because Rihanna will walk on it barefoot.
Oh.
Four small, clear, square vases with white tulips.
Wow.
Some of the reasons that people get really specific about theirs, too, is so they know that people are actually reading their contract. Like, they'll put something really specific to make sure that people are reading it. And they should. These people, it's their people mostly who are doing this for them.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, there's a few of them there.
Do you have anything specific on yours? Because you tour. Like, you do comedy or Raging Idiots. Like, what?
Oh, yeah. If you're a touring act, you have a rider. Everyone has a rider. Mine's pretty simple. This is not a joke. I have Werther's Original on there. Want a bag of Werther's Original. And then I have a pair of red socks. That's on there. Because I, just in case. Thank you. And then, I have, like, mouthwash. I don't want breath to stink.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And then a live cheetah. I demand to.
And it has to be washed and cleaned.
It has to be washed and cleaned. Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, I have some tea, and I like fruit. Because you go into a place, I'm usually there for 3 hours before a show, so there's something there to eat.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's mine. Mine's not crazy.
No juicy chicken?
No, but I read this, and I go, oh, I should do some of these.
Yes.
M&M. 25-pound dumbbells.
Oh, yeah. You do some curls before you go on stage.
One loaf of white bread. And six Lunchables.
That's funny.
Yeah. Isn't that funny?
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymundo. TV star Burt Reynolds died. They said that he had a heart attack. He was 82 years old. In Cincinnati, a gunman opened fire at a downtown bank, killing three people. Authorities are still trying to figure out the motive. And finally, in the Atlantic, heading towards the East Coast, forecasters are warning about Hurricane Florence. They're saying it's going to strengthen and may make landfall late next week along the East Coast.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Our video producer, Eddie, sits over to my right. Hey, so what happened?
My cousin Leroy sent me a text and said, dude, tell your buddy Bobby that he has a fake account that's DMing people he just got a DM from.
Oh, yeah. It's weird.
Do you want to know this guy's name?
Yeah.
Mr. Bobby Bones Online. He's got your picture. The account's just like you. And he screenshotted the text and he said, started his conversation with, hello, are you my fan? I was like, that's funny.
Oh, that's awkward.
Bobby would never say, are you my fan? One.
What if I did? I just met you. Hi, are you my fan?
Oh, just
who
a question.
Who would even say that? Who would say that? Okay, go ahead.
And so my cousin said, yes, oh, of course, I'm one of your biggest fans.
Did he know it was not me?
He thought it was you at first. Oh, he started the text with, dude,
oh,
I fell for
no.
this at first.
That means other people are falling for it.
For sure. I mean, it's you, dude. The picture's you.
Okay, start from the beginning. I'm sorry.
He says, hello, are you my fan? And then my cousin replies, yes, I'm one of your biggest fans, LOL. You know my cousin Leroy, so he thinks it's you. And he goes, that's cool. I've observed your constant, unwavering support towards my work. I'm happy to have you as a fan, and I'd like for us to chat and get to know each other on a personal level. Again, something Bobby would never say. And he said, I hope you don't mind. And that was a red flag for my cousin. He goes, dude, tell your boy this is happening. Not cool.
So how did it end? Did he send him some money?
He said that's what spooked him. He said, I just didn't reply back.
That stinks, because this happens. There are a few accounts that are acting like me, but there are accounts that act like all the artists. Unless there's a blue check mark, it's just not anyone.
Yeah. Gosh, you're right. I mean, my cousin never really text, and it's happened to him. And he's just a follower of your Instagram.
That stinks. I hope nobody actually thinks that that's me. I do talk back and forth with people a little bit.
But do you say, are you my fan?
Only to you guys in the room. Yeah.
Here we go. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
It's the 30-second skinny.
The People's Choice Award nominees have been revealed. It's happening on November 11th, and these are the country artists that have been nominated in each category.
All right.
So male artists Keith Urban and Thomas Rhett are up.
Now, they're in an all-male category. They're the only country artists.
Yes, they're up against pop and other types of genres.
Okay, what else?
Carrie Underwood is up for Female Artist of the Year.
Give it to her. What else?
And then for the Group Artist of the Year, they've got Dan and Shay, Little Big Town, and Sugarland.
They split it three ways. I have spoken. Yes, thank you. Yeah, good for them. What else you got?
We got movies coming out this weekend. Peppermint is 15% on Rotten Tomatoes.
15?
Yeah.
Ooh. Do they have an ending to the movie? How do you get one that low? Do you just not finish it? Okay, what else?
We got God Bless the Broken Road with 20%.
Is that about the Rascal Flatts?
Yeah.
No.
Shouldn't really.
Right?
Because they did that movie, what's the song? The song?
I Can Only Imagine.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I gave her...
About that song.
I gave her no reason to know what I was talking about in Morgan number two.
Nice work.
Yeah, all right, what else?
And The Nun movie is coming out this weekend at 39%, so that's the highest this weekend. Mm, and then...
I started watching Deadpool 2, by the way. I was on the airplane.
Yeah.
I didn't find it very good so far. I'm only like 25 minutes in, but so far. All right, what else?
And then one album coming out this weekend, Runaway June's self-titled debut album. It's a 5-song EP.
All right, there you go. And thank you very much.
I'm Morgan number two. That's The Skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
As a child, Jarrett would go to the East Idaho State Fair with his grandparents, and they'd always go to the lottery trailer and buy some scratch-offs. It was a family tradition. So now that he's an adult, he goes with his wife, 10 kids, rolls up to the lottery place and at the fair, buys a ticket, scratches it off, wins $200,000.
Wow. That's 10 kids?
10 kids. And you know why he does it, though? He said, I had to carry on the tradition, because that's a family tradition.
Oh, boy. Try to do some Hank.
I was trying to set that up the whole time.
Do you know how that song goes?
No, that's all I know. It's a family.
Hank, why do
I drink? Why not? Why do I smoke?
No.
Why do you smoke?
No. Okay. There you go. Thank you, Lunchbox.
No, it's a family tradition. And that's a
family tradition.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Thousand Oaks, California. Eddie Pearson was having a fight with his neighbor. They're arguing back and forth, and Eddie says, you know what? I'm going to get him once and for all. He goes home, and he collects a gallon worth of urine. Whoa. And he goes and pours it.
What? How do you just collect
that? Where do you get that from?
Whoa.
What kind of cards? What kind of baseball card shop has that? Go ahead.
I guess he filled it up over a few days, and then he went, and when the guy had his car windows open, poured it all in the car. Only problem is, the neighbor had video cameras, caught it all on tape. $2,000 worth of damage, and he was arrested.
Huh. How about that guy, huh?
That's a lot of urine.
I collected it, though. It took him a while. Yeah, I collected it.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
The Bobby Bone Show.
Preston in Birmingham, Alabama. Hey.
Hey, how you doing?
What up, buddy? You got a question for us?
Yeah, this ain't never happened to me, but, like, what if you took that test and turned out that you and your wife were related?
So you're talking about, what if you take a DNA test and you spit in the tube and it comes back and you find out that you and your wife are related? How related? Now, it's, you can say, judge me if you want.
How related?
Judge me if you want. But, Preston, how related? Like, first cousin?
No, like sisters and brothers.
What?
Like y'all were separated at birth and had different parents.
And you're married.
And you're married.
And it's your sister.
Yeah.
Or your brother. Okay.
You like how we started this with, it didn't happen to me.
I'm just asking for a friend named Preston.
Yeah.
Okay. Amy, you get the test back in, you and your husband are brothers, long lost brother and sister. What do you do?
I mean, thankfully we haven't had a baby. We're not, we have to sever our relationship.
You think you
right?
have to, and I'm asking you a question. You're already married and you find out he's your brother. What do you do?
I just don't think that I think we will still really enjoy hanging out. I don't think like the lovemaking part of our relationship will ever be the same. Like it just won't happen. It just wouldn't happen.
So what would you do? Would you split up?
I mean, yes.
Yeah, yes, it doesn't sound like you're telling the truth.
Well, because I feel really bad. I don't want to say that I would do that. I feel awful, but I think both of us would be in agreement that, like, clearly this was a mistake.
Can I tell you that you're kind of just already in it?
What are you talking
what?
About?
What? No. Wait, what? You would stay?
No,
you,
bones.
Do you continue to have a relationship like that?
I guess my thing is, if I find out, and we've been married, like Amy, 10 years. Now, I'm probably not going to make any more kids, but what's it going to hurt to stay together? 10 years.
That's your sister, dude.
I know, but it wasn't.
What are you talking
it's a
about?
It's a tough thing to answer.
But it's not your real sister.
It is.
That's your what blood. You just no, I'm saying because like it was just in blood, it's your sister. But in real life, you didn't hang out together until you fell in love. So it's really your wife.
It's just a blood. It's your wife that's a little too blood close.
So Bobby and Lunchbox would stay with the people.
Lunchbox, you didn't give your answer, would you?
Yeah, man. I mean, what's the difference? You're already in love with her. You're already there. You might as well stay.
The thing is, you didn't fall in love with your sister. You fell in love with someone, and later you found out she was your sister. I feel like that's different.
Bones, you fell in love with your sister. Bottom line.
What if they say you fall in love with people that are like you? What if she looks like me? Preston, what do you think about this? What would you do, buddy?
I don't know.
It's easy to just go, it's my sister, I break it off. But you've been together a long time. You've already fallen in love. What does it hurt? Why would you be miserable if you're not... Listen, don't have more babies, because genetically things could be wrong. But what's it going to hurt? What's it going to hurt, is my question.
If not, y'all just found out. Y'all been together for 10 years.
Right. I hate that I'm even standing up for this.
All you guys are messed up.
Eddie, you'd leave. Our producer, Eddie.
Oh, Big D and I don't mean Dallas. Get out! Oh, dude, no, that's my sister. That's my sister. There's no way you can continue that relationship.
Tiebreaker, Morgan, number two, you're 24. What do 24-year-olds think about this situation?
I would always subconsciously think about that, so I don't think I could stay with them.
What about your first cousin? Quickly, Amy?
Oh, okay. I could probably stay with my first cousin. Yeah.
Me too, for sure.
Different story, I'm in.
Preston, first cousin?
First cousin's okay.
Yeah. Bobby Bone,
come on. You know, Burt Reynolds died. I watched Smokey and the Bandit many times. I even watched Smokey and the Bandit 2.
That was on TV the other day.
Was it?
Yeah. It's a good one.
Yeah, and I watched Evening Shade because I'm from Arkansas, and that was Evening Shade, Arkansas. You know, at one point, there was a Burt Reynolds cookbook, I believe, sold, and because of that cookbook, they ended up buying a new gym in Evening Shade, Arkansas. They took the profits from it.
Huh.
Yeah. Oh,
interesting.
Burt Reynolds is a little before us, like his, you know, sex symbol days.
Mm-hmm.
But some interesting things. My grandma loved him, by the way. Loved him.
Of course.
But you got to think, he was the Brad Pitt, the Ryan Gosling, you know, what generation it is. Burt Reynolds died at age 82. Us Magazine reports his family was by his side. He died of a heart attack. So rest in peace to Burt Reynolds. Here are some facts. He was a great football player. He played running back at Florida State University on scholarship.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Okay, Burt.
How about that? But he got hurt really bad, and so then he decides he's going to go be a cop, and he goes and tries out for a stage production in the town, and he got the role, and then he was the Florida State Drama Award for Performance of the Year in the state, and then he became an actor, and he was so good looking.
That's amazing.
Yeah. He turned down some major roles. Burt Reynolds turned down Han Solo in Star Wars.
Get out!
Edward Lewis in Pretty Woman, who was played by Richard Gere.
Crazy.
James Bond, and then John McClane in Die Hard, which was Bruce Willis.
Well, wow, can you imagine him playing those roles?
It seems weird because we don't know them that way, but yes, I do. I mean, sure.
He would have been a great pretty dude in Pretty Woman.
So really, he's The Rock before The Rock. Football star, became a big actor, and...
Yeah.
Wow.
He spent a lot of money on toupees. Oh, he started to buy toupees once he realized he was balding. At one point, he had a toupee collection worth $100,000.
Did not know
okay.
that.
I thought he just had amazing hair.
It was always perfect,
it was amazing.
Amy.
It was somebody else's, though. he was a country singer. Burt Reynolds released a country album, Ask Me What I Am, back in 1973. The album came out with a large double-sized poster of Burt Reynolds and became quite popular among fans and critics. And here's some Burt Reynolds here.
Don't ask me what tomorrow will bring. Ask me how I enjoyed the day.
See, he was Sam Hunt before Sam Hunt was.
Don't ask me what
football player. Sings all sexy.
Just turn your ear my way.
Well, all seriousness, rest in peace, Burt Reynolds. Definitely a country dude right there.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Hey, there's a banker named Dennis Franson. So he owns 35 branches of this bank in this town called Luck, Wisconsin. And he is paying tuition for 34 graduates from the hometown. He's like, hey, I got you. He regularly attends high school graduations. And he noticed that scholarships just go to the very, very top students. So he said, hey, let me help out. So it's a small school, but he got 34 graduates this year.
That's what I'm talking about. Like, take care of those kids that are at the bottom of the class, too.
Excuse me. Hold on. You're both talking at the same time. What name?
I was saying that's like your Don't Be Skipping Class scholarship.
That's true. I forgot to name my scholarship that.
That's a great name. It's perfect.
Yeah, I forgot it. So I have a scholarship that I give away in my high school every year to a senior. And they said, you have to have a name for it because it goes on a plaque. Yeah, and I call it the Don't Be Skipping Class Scholarship, right?
Or Don't Be Skipping School, something. Yeah. Basically, just don't skip.
Basically, I just write a check and go, and I read essays because I don't, it's not to the highest grade point average. It's like a mixture of, let me see how hard you've been working. You don't got to be the best at it, but let me see the work you're putting in. Let me see the extracurriculars. Let me see that, all that. Yeah, that's what matters. The little things. So, yeah. Yeah, I do have a scan. And Lunchbox, you yelled something out, too?
I'm saying he didn't just give it to the best students. He gave it to the ones with the GPAs like me down there at 2.3.
There you go.
I like that.
There you go. Everybody wins. That's Tell Me Something Good here.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Hey, what's happening, guys? You know, you get on your phone. You're always tinkering around trying to find stuff to do. There's a lot of games, a lot of apps out there. But I'll say this, there's only one Best Fiends. And if you're like me, you're tired of the same old apps on your phone. And let me recommend to you the puzzle game Best Fiends. There's a ton, they've been saying infinite amount of challenging puzzles, thousands of levels to play, and tons of characters to collect. It's the perfect game to play whenever you want. You can play with family, friends, by yourself. Either way, you won't get bored. And you won't be using your thumb, going, there's nothing to do on my phone. The best part, you can even play without internet connection, so you can play literally anytime, anywhere. Morgan, number two, plays it before the show starts. I catch myself playing Best Fiends just all the time, sitting somewhere, play some Best Fiends. Give it a try, and you can tell me where you catch yourself playing Best Fiends. Download Best Fiends for free on the App Store or Google Play today. That's friends without the R. Best Fiends, and you can be part of the club.
The Friday Morning Conversation
with Jake Owen.
All right, Jake Owen's, I think, standing outside the door. Bring him on in here. There he is, Jake Owen, everybody. There he is. He's got some donuts in it. Come on, we're on the air.
I'm told I was not supposed to bring food in here, but...
We allow it.
If they're hot. I mean, they are perfect.
Look at this
guy. It's not going to mess up that old-ass board.
Bring a donut. I saw you take a shot of my board on Instagram, too.
Yeah. You saw that?
Yeah. We're on the air, by the way.
Okay, that's cool. Yeah.
That's what
I'm here for.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw you. Listen, I've been complaining about my equipment for years.
I know. I was just trying to throw you a bone, man. I thought maybe if somebody saw that thing, they might say,
Jake Owen.
Even other people noticed that it's.
I'm getting a whole new studio, though. They're, when I signed my last deal... One of the deals was.
Want a new board?
Yeah, just a board. That was a parking spot and a board. That's all I wanted.
What's up?
Yeah, everybody good? Hey, what's up,
everybody
Jake?
Looks good. MCFDIC over there.
Yeah.
Like to see that going on.
Amy, say hi to Jake.
Hey, Amy.
Hey, Jake.
Good Hello. To see you.
You too.
Let me see.
I mean, I can't really see you, but.
there he is. There he is.
Oh, there you are. Hi.
Amy's on a screen and Jake is
yeah.
See that.
Here, let's listen to this one.
I might not end up in the Hall of Fame with a star on a sidewalk with my name or a statue in my hometown when I'm gone.
Okay.
Down to the honky tonk.
Feels good.
I'm gonna name their babies after me. I might not go down in history, but I'll go down to the honky tonk.
I mean, when you played this the first time live in here.
You got a girl.
You played this before you released it. You came here and played a whole concert, and we were like, that's the jam.
Thanks, man. I've released a lot of songs, and you always hope that they're going to do well because you believe in them when you release them, but you always know a song's going to do well when you start getting random text messages from people. And this song, out of all songs I've released, I've had more fellow artists in the format that like, I never hear from that text me, they're like, good song, man. It's almost like I've done the same thing. You hear someone's song and you text somebody, you're kind of like, why didn't I get that one? But I was pretty fortunate to come across this song, and I've always been a big fan of great country songs, and I think this is like the perfect mixture of a classic sounding song with kind of a modern flair to it. So it's cool to have it out. Thanks for playing it, man.
Video's cool too, huh? You guys did that downtown?
Yeah, that was a long video night. We started filming at, it was a Friday night. We started filming at 7 p.m. and didn't finish till 7 a.m. They kind of do the overnight thing so they can shut down Broadway down there.
Why does a video take so long to shoot? 12 hours, a long time.
There's a lot of people involved in making a video happen. I mean, everything from... You know, the people actually shooting the video, obviously, to people making sure that the people that are shooting the video are in the right place. I mean, it's like anything in life. You gotta have a bunch of team players doing the right things and making it happen.
How many times do you have to sing that through doing a video, you think?
I don't know, 20, 30 times, just kind of.
And have the same energy every time.
Yeah, but I mean, it's kind of, you know, we're entertainers, and this video will live forever. So it's kind of, for me, it's kind of like, you better be ready to do it. You can't just dial it in.
The Friday Morning Conversation
with Jake Owen.
So Jake's here. I want to run through some of your songs. We just come on down to the honky tonk. So your last number one. Do you turn it up? Do you say I think I was, this conversation with this song reminds me, because I was shooting American Idol and you texted me the song, and I don't listen to music early. I don't. It, regardless of who sends me stuff, you're like, dude, listen to the song anyway. And I was like, I'm not going to listen, but the day it comes out, I'm going to listen. But then I cheated and listened anyway, and I was like, dude, that's really good. And I was nervous because that's a classic. You had to be nervous.
I was really nervous. I mean, I wasn't nervous at the fact that I've always had a strong intuition on the songs that I feel like will be they'll connect with an audience. And I knew it would, but at the same time, too, I respect the integrity and artistry of a guy like John Mellencamp. And my main thought process was, I just hope this doesn't offend him. And when we got his approval on it, and he said that he loved it and thought it was a great idea, and it really is an ode to him and his music and that song, it was pretty validating. So, and then now to know that it's a number one song even validates it more, although I haven't heard from him.
You know, I wonder, that's one thing, I wondered if he reached out to you after it went number one, or if he even knew.
No, I'm sure he knows, but I actually watched, there's a Netflix documentary on John Mellencamp, and he admits that he's not a very outgoing, talkative person. He talks about when he first got big, he was living in New York City, and he said he walked outside of his apartment, and there were people out there waiting on him, and he thought to himself, I don't know if this is for me. Because he said he always made music just for himself, and it's one thing to just to be that way and kind of not be talkative to people and kind of converse with them, but it's another thing to actually admit it. And I respect that. If you're that kind of person and you admit that you're just not comfortable being around fans or talking to people, I at least, you know, he's not holding back.
I wonder if he would have said, "Nah, I don't like it that much." Would you still put it out?
No,
you wouldn't have.
No. I respect anybody's artistry and the integrity for their own music. Not even just the artists, songwriters. You know, sometimes a songwriter will write a song and somebody gets a hold of it and says, I want to put this out. But if the songwriter's like, I don't really know if I want my song going to that person.
That's a tough one.
It's a tough one, right?
It's a tough one. Oof. Well, there's that one. Okay, let's do another one. How about... Boy, this one here. Made for You.
This is my favorite song I've ever recorded.
I love this song. I've told you that.
Yeah.
I posted it on my own. I mean, I love this song.
You did. It was like your song of the day,
dude,
man.
Like song of my life. I want to be able to like sing this to somebody. It's one of those.
Yeah, this. I've gone through some, like we all have, you know, we've gone through ups and downs in the love life. Love is not easy. But when you can find the person you're made for and you absolutely know that positively, there's no better feeling. And I feel like I'm on my way there, but I also see that in my parents. My grandparents are still married after 75 years, and I think we all, it's not a fairy tale. It's out there. It's just a matter of finding it.
Let me hear this again, because I love this song. Made for You from Jake Owen. And I was made for you.
Yeah, I was made. That sounds good.
You can sing a love song, because my other song, like this one here, I love Anywhere With You, and it's a little more up-tempo, but I still feel it.
Yeah, well, that's the interesting thing about love songs, that they're all over the map. I mean, you have love songs like He Stopped Loving Her Today, all the way to songs like I Like It, I Love It, I Want Some More Of It. I mean, love songs kind of encompass all different feelings. That's what love is. It can pull your heart around.
Here's a love song. That American country
love song. Here you go. There's another one. It's the up-tempo.
We're just going up. We're going
That's
up
right.
with the tempo.
Yeah. You know what's kind of cool sometimes? I say this very humbly because I'm so thankful to have all these songs. And I've been working at this for a long time. But there's nights during my show where I remember the days where I was like counting down to a song in my set list where I was like, thank God, people are going to know this one. And now I'll be in the middle of my set list. I'm like... Damn, I got some hits now, man. It's like it's fun to go down your set list and go like, whoa, I'm not going so many songs in between songs that people actually don't know, and it makes the show a lot more fun.
This one here's, this is your legendary jam that you have to play your whole life. Is this one?
Oh, yeah.
Your whole life. This
whole life.
There's nothing you can do that will get you away from the mega of this song.
Yeah, but I'm proud of it. I mean, that song changed my, speaking of my life, it changed my life. I'd had a record deal for 7 years, and that song was my first number one song, and I had four in a row off that album. That kind of spawned a whole new life for me, and a whole new perception of what who I am, what I do, and I'll always be proud of that song.
I still love the song. Like when it comes on, like we'll play in the dance party, or we'll play it, or you know, watching you play. Still, I go, ah, I love it. Yeah, like we do, like so us girls good. Do at the club. Yeah, and we run a DJ plays our song. We're like, ah, I love it.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah. That's it. Never go. Let's see if we have any more up here. I want to this one. And how does this one make you feel?
I love that song too. I mean, it's, I don't, I tell you if I, I mean, I'm always pretty honest about anything and everything, and I don't have any songs that I don't enjoy. I take that back.
Okay, now we're talking.
I take that back.
What song do you not like to play?
It's not that I don't like to play it. It's just interesting to me that a song, okay, 8 Second Ride.
Oh, it's my favorite.
Oh.
Come on.
Come on.
Yeah.
That's what you do.
It's so good.
Give me that song. Put that song up, because we played it one morning, and Jake texted me and was like, dude, what are you doing?
Yeah. Well, I wrote that, my twin brother, we just had a birthday 2 days ago, and I was 19 in college, and he was so mad at me, speaking of love songs, because I tend to always, I would write those, because it seemed like it was just easy. It was a way for me to express my feelings towards the female gender in a way that I couldn't say it just specifically out of my mouth. I had to use a guitar and a melody to tell a 3-minute story. And my brother is like, man, stop. He's like, write something for me and my friends that we can turn up in our trucks. And my brother used to spit dip all the time. And every time I get in his truck, he would have that dip cup sitting there with a little, like a napkin in the bottom of it where he'd spit in it. And there was just like this 2 inches of just saliva. It was disgusting. And he would always say, watch out, man. Watch out for my cup right there. Don't knock it over. So in that that song, it says, climb on up, but honey, watch the cup that I've been spitting my dip inside. And it's a people.
Do you ever sing that? Do you sing that song live?
Every night, and it's one of the biggest songs. It's one of the biggest songs I play every single night. People love this song.
I love this song.
But this isn't, I have a hard time sometimes because it's not necessarily my persona. Like,
Hold on. Shh.
Come on!
Yeah! There it is!
Do you know how many times it's like in the studio? I was like, all right, give me that again. Give me that again. I was like, come on! Like,
so you did it a bunch?
Yeah.
I love it.
3 to 4.
I always think, though, and I wrote about
it's this. A jam track, though.
It's a jam, and I wrote about it in my last book. If you're not somewhat going, ooh, I don't know how I feel about the older stuff that I did, then you're not growing in a different direction.
Totally.
If you're still like feeling what you did at 19, then you're still kind of 19.
Yeah, and that's part of life. You got to grow. You got to look back on what you did. And, dropping names is not something that I like to do, but I do
whoa,
think
whoa,
it.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Name drop! I knew you were going to do that.
Go ahead.
Yeah. But it wasn't like, I'm just using his name as a name drop, not that he said this specifically to me. I heard him say in an interview one time that Vince Gill said, when you record music, it's a very powerful thing that lives forever. So when you record a song, you better be prepared for that thing to live forever and play it forever and be okay with the fact that people are going to either accept it or not accept it. And he's true. That's a very true statement.
Jake Owen is here. We're going to come back because I want to know about this new TV show you're doing. I want to know about you and Shania, how that friendship's manifesting itself. So you hang out for a bit?
Oh, yeah.
All right, Jake Owen is here. Jake Owen's eating donuts as we're hopping on the air. He just asked permission to eat donuts.
I've never been so happy in like the last 2 to 3 months. For like the last 3 years, all I've done is like everybody's try to eat healthy.
You look good, though. You look thin. Are you thin?
I think so.
Yeah, you do.
Well,
what?
Well, so now I have a question about the donut and the need for the donut. Like,
well, I don't.
If
I feel
you've been on that healthy track. What's up?
Like, well, I think it's all everything. You have to balance it, right? Like, for the last 2 to 3 years, I thought the only way to really get in great shape was to just like worry about everything I eat and go hardcore and everything. And now it's kind of like I just treat myself to whatever I want, but then I get back to eating nice. I don't worry about it so much, and it makes me mentally happier. You know, there were days where I'd just like look at someone next to me driving in their car eating like a McDonald's French fry or something, and I thought to myself, I want one of those so bad. I'm just trying to look good right now. And then now I just run through McDonald's if I want to. You know what I mean?
And now
I live life.
I appreciate that method if you can control it. I can't control it because if I have one donut, I have the whole box. I'm like, I had
one. That's why I brought a whole box.
But I can't touch it because I'll eat it all. You probably have a moderation gene in you.
Not really. Do I? I don't really know. I feel like if, I don't know, the minute I started enjoying myself doing the things that I enjoy doing, things just seem to, life seems to be better. You can't just always, like, beat yourself up, you know?
But you can. Look at me, for example.
But you look good, man.
See? Exactly.
You do.
No, thanks. I'm just kidding. Jake Owens here. Hey, I want to ask about this show. So you're doing the show on USA called Real Country. Just kind of tell me what that's about.
So Real Country.
He's eating a donut.
I was making sure I didn't get anything on your nice studio in here.
Our new studio.
I was told very...
Hey, our boss is in here, by the way. Say something about our studio to him.
Rod, this board is pretty sweet, man. Like, I...
Say your real thoughts.
He's going to punch me in the face.
Say your real thoughts.
Don't you love how clean they keep it in here, too?
Isn't this place a dump?
No, man. I mean, it's not. It's not a dump. I can't say that it is.
Jay trolled me on Instagram, Amy, because the studio is so old.
I've heard you drop that. You're like, can I get a board in here that works? And blah, blah, blah. So I just figured I'd come to the rescue.
The legendary Jerry House used this exact board.
Yes, and you're right. He's a legend. And I was in the same studio back in the day talking to Jerry.
The same board.
On that same board. But if it makes you feel any better, I mean, I was listening all the way down here, and every time, I mean, your show's amazing. That's why you guys are doing what you're doing, man. It sounds good. Let's just leave it there.
Well, listen, enough about this board. Talk about Real Country on USA, this show. When does it come on? What does it mean? What's it do?
I believe that Real Country is going to air November 1st. November 13th. But it's been an amazing experience so far. Here's what I'm excited about. Let me start by telling you, Real Country is a television show that will be on the USA Network that is not a singing contest. The contestants have all been, they put in their what's the word I'm thinking of? They auditioned, I guess, by sending in videotapes. And then we kind of narrowed them down to each one of us who we liked, right? Each one of us has about six different contestants, myself, Travis Tritt, Shania Twain. And it's a showcase. We're just giving them the opportunity to step on stage and sell themselves. Here in Nashville, as any one of us artists throughout the years, when we got our record deal, we were trying to get a record deal, I remember going to 12th and Porter here in Nashville, and it was time for me to do a showcase that night. And publishers would show up, other record labels would show up, radio people would show up. And it's at that moment, if you have the people there, it's at your point to sell yourself. And that's what these kids are doing, and guys and girls. And we're just kind of panelists giving them our advice on what we think they should do. The great part about the show is that it's strictly focusing on country music.
November on USA, it's called Real Country. Jake Owens here. I like to look at my playlist sometimes and see what song of people's I've played the most. As I pull up your list, what is your favorite song of yours that you've ever recorded? You're like, man, this is my favorite one.
Made For You. It's not out yet, but hopefully one day it will be. You just played it.
But... Well, Made For You exists, but it hadn't been a single yet.
It hasn't been a single for the masses to hear. But it's interesting when songs that haven't been singles are already coming back to me through the fans as songs that they're gravitating towards and they love the most.
Yeah, man. That's one of my favorites. So Alone With You is my most played song of yours.
Wow. Yeah, that's another great, great song.
That's a jam.
I've got a lot. I released a single. Sometimes releasing a single doesn't always make it a big well-known song. I released a song called We All Want What We Ain't Got. It was shortly after
Travis Meadows.
Shortly
Such
after
a good
I was
song.
Divorced. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I remember just listening to that song, thinking to myself, I remember kind of overanalyzing why perhaps I might have been going through a divorce at the time and my little girl living in Florida, and thinking, is my passion for this business and working so hard, is it also negative for the fact that it's taking me away from my real life? And so I talk to my management and stuff about this all the time. As hard as we work on our business and our life going forward in this industry, we need to also pay just as much close attention to our own personal lives and put that much emphasis on it as well. Because if you're happy in personal life, you can be happy in your business. And anyways, that song kind of tells a story of no matter where you are in life, we always want more. And sometimes you just got to look around, because there's a line in there that says, I wanted the world until my whole world stopped. And I think all of us have kind of felt that way a time or two.
You did a great job with that song.
Thanks,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I remember you playing it on piano. We were in Dallas at maybe ACMs or something, and you came out in a full suit and played it on the piano in front of a rain crowd. We waited like 4 hours because it kept raining us out.
I did.
Yeah, and you came out and crushed it. Yeah, it was good. That's it. Man, you really did that song great. Jake Owens here. Anything else we haven't met?
Dude, the podcast has been going great. Thanks for that, by the way.
Your podcast has been going. Yeah, yeah. Well, you've been killing it.
Well, I hope so. I mean, I hope that it's showing that people are listening. But I'm just from my perspective, being able to kind of talk to fans and people out there that are listening on a totally different level than just through music.
Yeah, tell me about the podcast they can download. Tell them the name of it.
So I have a podcast called Good Company with Jake, and it's really, I have so many random friends and people that I enjoy talking to, but I really enjoy the act of positivity. I like promoting positive things, and I've talked to everybody from my grandparents on this podcast that have been married for 75 years, talking to them about how they did it. I've talked to my trainer at the gym that used to be, he was a fat kid growing up, and he was embarrassed and he was bullied, and now he's just in super great shape, and that's what inspired him to do what he's doing. And then the other day, I was supposed to talk to a friend of mine. He and his wife found out they were pregnant 16 weeks ago. I was so excited for them. They're going to be the greatest parents. And then 2 weeks into their pregnancy, she found out she's got breast cancer. She's 30 years old. And they're dealing with that right now. And so I'm talking to all kinds of different people about their life experiences and how they look at life more positively. And I try to do the same. And not only do I enjoy talking to that and giving it to the mass public, I also like it for myself. It's almost therapy for me. So I've really enjoyed it. It's great. Check it out.
Yeah, check. It's called Good Company with Jake Owen. We usually play some of it on our show, too. We'll find clips and play it, because it's
cool.
Do a really good job on that thing.
Thanks. The other day, when they couldn't do it, my friends Ted and Jocelyn, I'm gonna talk to them soon. I didn't know who I was gonna talk to that day, so I talked to myself.
I did. I had to do it all the time. I'm nuts. You're not as nuts as I am.
But I didn't realize how long I could talk to myself for. And it's one of the few podcasts that I've really seen a big response to, where people said, I really enjoyed hearing that because you were really vulnerable, and to hear that side of you is pretty cool.
Look at you. Oh, let me mention this. Jake, coming up, let's see, September 7th, Champaign, Illinois at the State Farm Center. September 14th, all our friends in Sacramento at Rayleigh Field. Fresno, our friends in Fresno, September 15th, Colorado Springs, September 21st, and Ogden, Utah. Dude, I'm happy for you.
Thanks, man. I appreciate you having me.
Congratulations.
Yeah, lots of things are rolling. Appreciate you guys helping me get there.
Anything for Jake Owen, Amy, before he leaves? Anything on your mind?
Nothing. I love how he's feeling about his podcast. Like, I definitely need to add that to listen to more. And now I want to go check out the one where he just talked to himself. Because yeah. That's not easy to do. And I'm sure it's awesome. And then, yeah, I'm adding it to my podcast list. You sold me.
You sold her.
Thanks, Amy.
Good to see you, my friend.
Yeah, more good to see you guys. Thanks
we'll
a lot.
See you soon. Jake Owen,
really
everybody.
Appreciate it.
Get your Bobby Bones on.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So a Chick-fil-A employee went above and beyond his job duties to save a regular customer. Mr. Joe, as they call him, is 84 years old and he eats at Chick-fil-A a lot. And he fell in the parking lot outside Chick-fil-A. Well, luckily, this employee, who's only 18 years old, also happens to be a volunteer EMT.
Wow.
So he ran outside to his car, got his EMT bag, rushed to help the 84-year-old man. He poured powder on his head because he cut his head and was bleeding really bad. And the powder seals that in to keep him from bleeding out. And, I mean, yeah, he recovered from his fall, and he credits the kid to saving his life.
And the old man said, hey, thank you. And you know what the kid said back? My pleasure.
Yeah. That's funny.
Thank you very much. Bobby Bone, come on. I was reading the story where nearly 25% of young adults have deleted Facebook from their phone in the past year. Now, that doesn't mean they've deleted it altogether. They've taken it off their phone just so they wouldn't be around it so much, because it's just so negative. And so I would like to say that please follow us on Facebook. That being said, Amy, I went and looked at it yesterday and I haven't looked at it in probably a month. And I was like, I'm not looking at it again. What's today? December 7th? Till October. It was that just
bad?
Volatile. Just people just yelling at each other. I sent Morgan number 2 a note about something. I was like, hey, we can't do... People just fight all the time. Mm. So I don't look at Facebook. So please go follow us, but I'm not going to be over there.
Just so you know.
Just so you know, you ain't going to find me over on our Facebook page, because people are just looking for a reason to fight each other right now. And can we post things to turn off comments? If we want to do that?
You can.
I don't know if we want to do that. But yeah, they say 25% of people have deleted their Facebook. So, but I went over, put me in a bad place. I recommend everybody get on Facebook except for our page.
Yeah, that's smart.
Just for like mental health reasons. Because you go over there and you feel like everyone's angry, then you take that in the real world. Like, I'm being serious.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, you think that's real life. And then you go into the real world going, ah, everybody's fine with each other. So that happened. Amy, what was the email you got about me?
I was just curious about your adoption because, let me just read what it says because, I mean, I feel like it's a good thing to address.
Go ahead.
How can anyone be adopted, quote, for a while? Isn't it permanent, non-reversible? I've often heard that Bobby was temporarily adopted by his grandma, so his name was changed and then changed back, question mark. So
at the end of the email,
this listener's curious.
I think that's a good question. Yes, my name was changed and changed back, actually. So what happened was when I was a kid, four, five, six, I'm not sure how many years my mom left, but my grandmother did adopt me. And so because to put me in school and to be my legal guardian, she had to be my legal guardian. So when my mom disappeared for a long time, I don't even know if they knew that she was coming back or not. I don't know. But my grandmother then became my mother and my grandmother. Shout out Arkansas. Yeah. That's right. And so then when my mom came back, I was then, I don't know if I was, you consider that re-adopted? I don't know. But I was re-mommed. And so then my mom had me, and my biological father was there for like a month or something. I don't even know. And then he left.
And it's not even like they were trying to make a big deal about it. Your grandmother just wanted you to continue living a normal life. She never even told you.
Never
you only
told
found
me.
Out your name had changed when you saw a Social Security card.
That's right. I saw a Social Security card with my name, a different name. And I was like, Bobby Hurt. Who is Bobby Hurt? Because my grandmother's last name was Hurt. I said, who's Bobby Hurt? And she says, well, let's have the conversation. I said, what happened? She goes, I had to adopt you for some years because your mom was gone and we didn't know if she was coming back and you had to have a parent. And so, yeah, she never told, my grandmother never told me. I just thought, and I remember just living with my grandmother. And that was just normal to me because I bounced around. I lived in different places. But I was just like, oh, I guess grandma and I are just living together now. It wasn't a thing to me to be shifted houses. We were getting kicked out of places and moving around and apartments and houses and trailers. So it was just normal-ish. But yes, to answer your question, I was adopted. Then I was not adopted. Now I don't know what I am. So
you lived at your grandma's house for a little bit?
Oh, forever.
Okay.
I live with my grandmother probably as long as I've been with my mom ever. So
for some reason, I just thought that maybe your grandma just moved into where you guys live, but
no, because she had a Social Security check, and that was really our only means of having any sort of stable income for most of my life.
Wow.
Was either her Social Security check or food stamps, and then there was still government cheese and government pudding and government. So my grandma would go stand in line, and I would go stand with her a lot of times. But it was just so normal. It wasn't this stinks. It just is what it was. Mm-hmm. And we would go, and I loved government cheese. I know there are a lot of jokes about government cheese.
You talked about this.
I loved it. But maybe it just makes me feel like a kid. It tastes, because again, I didn't know that we were poor. You just know what you are. You don't know. I know I was poor.
Right.
I know I was poor until I got in school and kids started going, hey, you can't wear the same clothes 2 days in a row. That's what poor people do. And I would go, oh, well, I don't like this then. So yeah, that's the story there. It's crazy, man. When I did all that therapy, that intensive therapy, I tried to put it together when my real dad left, specifically, and I think it's when I ruptured my spleen on my insides and I went in the hospital. That's kind of when he disappeared.
How old were you then?
Like five, six. Yeah. Around that time. Because I fell and I ruptured my spleen and it was a real bad situation. But yeah, I think that's when he peaced out. And I kind of learned that when I was building my chart of my life with my, yeah.
Wow. That's a lot of trauma at that age.
Well, and that's what my therapist said too. She said, because I did this whole thing where we drew a timeline of our life, my life, not hers, but we did, and I was drawing all these things. She goes, is there anything you forgot? And I was like, I don't think so. She goes, around 5, 6, 7, 8. I said, well, I did have surgery. She goes, what happened there? And she goes, oh, that's a huge thing. How do you not think about that anymore? And so I have a huge scar that goes from my sternum down to my pee-pee bone.
Nice.
So yeah.
Bone.
So yeah, anyway, this is not a story of sadness. It's a story of just answering a listener's question and also going, hey, government cheese is good. And don't make fun of kids because they wear clothes 2 days in a row.
Yeah.
Because I'll come to your school and beat you up. Is that a cool way to come back?
Yeah. All right.
The Bobby Bones Show.
I'll give you a country merch item from an artist. You go to their merch table. You tell me who the artist is. All right, Amy, you're up first. A $25 dog bowl that says party animal.
John Party?
Correct. Okay, whose merch is this, Lunchbox?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready.
You go to the merch table, and you see a $20 makeup bag that says fancy on it. That's right.
Oh, come on. Hey, give me one of those makeup bags, Reba.
Got it.
Wow.
A Ed, you in this or no?
I'm in. Come on.
A $25 women's t-shirt with a Mercedes on it.
Oh, yeah, because she's an 80s baby. No, 90s baby in her 80s Mercedes. Maren Morris.
I'm a 90s baby.
Okay, yeah. All right.
80s Mercedes.
Softballs.
Yeah, yeah,
baby,
yeah.
In my 80s Mercedes.
All right, Amy.
Yeah.
A $20 hat. You're at the show. You go to the merch table. There's a $20 hat that says smooth on it.
Smooth.
There you go.
Smooth. That's like
come on.
Those Florida Georgia Line boys.
Smooth. Got it. Got it. That's a tough one, too. Lunchbox.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A $20 tank top that says trust your rebel heart.
Trust your rebel. Oh, I
no
love-
way, no,
no
way.
Chance, no
There's
chance.
No way. Go ahead, go ahead,
guys. I love a tanky from Miranda.
No, I thought you were gonna get it. No, you know what
is it? No.
If you trust your rebel heart,
if you trust
Lord Elena. Yeah. Eddie,
come on.
You got to get this a tie with Amy, or she wins.
I'm crushed.
A $25 t-shirt. You're at his show, right? You go up to the table. I just gave you girl. I just told you
I
to.
I know. I just want to win.
Don't be a hater. Go ahead, Bones.
And I go, and the shirt says, I'm so drunk. I'm so drunk.
It's a dude.
You're at the concert.
Says, I'm so drunk.
Yeah. His merch says, I'm so drunk.
I mean, it's a guy that loves to drink. I'm going to go with Blake.
Oh.
Yes. It's
It's Brett Eldridge.
Drunk on your love.
Drunk.
So dumb. Amy, congrats.
Amy, congratulations. You're the big winner here.
Thank you.
Amy, you want one going away?
Yeah.
An $18 flag that says No Shoes Navy.
let me guess. Kenny Chesney?
No shoes.
There you go.
No shirt.
No problem.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Hey, it's Buddy Holly's birthday today. Now, I love Buddy Holly because Buddy Holly and then Rivers Cuomo from Weezer were two nerds that I looked up to, and they wore big, thick glasses with big black rims like I do. Let me start over. 3, 2.
Bobby Bones
Show. It would have been Buddy Holly's birthday today. Do you know the song, Lunchbox?
Peggy Sue.
I've heard
Peggy
that one.
Sue.
Pretty Peggy Sue. So Buddy Holly wore big, thick, dark rim glasses like I wear. And Buddy Holly was a big inspiration because I saw a guy who was geeky who I thought was cool. Rivers Cuomo from Weezer, same thing. I saw those two.
Rock stars.
Yeah, and I thought, man, they're nerds and they're cool, so I'm going to embrace that. So Buddy Holly was born in Lubbock, Texas. So you want to hear? Listen, I'm a nerd, so you just have to bear with me. It's Bobby's Nerd Minute. But another Buddy Holly song.
Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye.
But Amy, his death changed public policy. Do you want to hear like a sad story that affects everybody now? It affects all of us. So you won't even know it's Buddy Holly. So Buddy Holly's wife was 2 weeks pregnant the day he died in a plane crash. And so, but she miscarried the next day. The miscarriage was said to be the result of psychological trauma. So public policy was changed to say that when a person dies in an accident, period, their family must be informed because it was announced on the news. She saw it on the news.
Oh, wow.
And so
that was him. Okay.
Did you guys know that?
Did not know that.
And that's why now it's a law.
So you have to do next to kin now.
So you have to let them know
before
it gets out. And sometimes on the news, they'll say, hey, we can't.
Yep.
Family hasn't been contacted yet. So yeah, that's a story. Waylon Jennings got his start because of Buddy Holly. You know, Eddie, you know that story?
Yeah, he was in the band. Yeah. He was in Buddy's band, and he almost got on that plane that night of the plane crash.
They all get on the plane, and you watch a movie. There are lots of different stories about what happens, a coin flip.
Yeah.
But so on the plane was Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, the Big Bopper.
Chantilly lace and a pretty face and a ponytail hanging down.
And so they go and they fly up and the plane crashes and they all die.
That's so crazy.
And Waylon Jennings won a coin toss, actually lost a coin toss.
To ride the cold bus.
To ride the cold bus and didn't get on the plane because he lost.
How crazy is that?
And so when they died, this song was inspired from their death.
But I knew I
American Pie.
The day. The music died.
Yeah.
Did you guys know that?
No!
Singing bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to
oh,
the
this song, is, it's like, it starts off like, you know, woke up, saw the paper.
Wow!
Yeah. The day the music died.
Man, when you learn the meaning of songs, it's It's kind of crazy. I just think they're just words on paper. Yeah.
It would have been his birthday today. I do love Buddy Holly.
Peggy Sue, Peggy Sue, pretty, 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 yeah. Peggy Sue.
I'm judging Peggy Miss America on Sunday night.
Crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Speaking of crazy.
I know. I mean, not as crazy, not even the same, but still, speaking of crazy.
Have you done any research?
No.
You can't do any research?
Let me tell you what's happening. So I'm going up, and I'll be judging Miss America on ABC on Sunday night. Don't know anything about it, right? I'm going to be honest with you. I know nothing, but what happens is I have to go through like a 10 to 12 hour class on Sunday in Atlantic City.
Because you're going to be an official judge.
Right.
So, yeah.
So I have to be certified. And so I don't know what that means. I know that the other judges are like Randy Jackson.
That is awesome. Dude, you got to tell him. You got to tell him. Dude. You could sing the phone book.
Dog.
Is that, that is
I don't
his
think
thing.
He sings, though.
No, no, but that's what he would always tell the contestants. He'd go, ho, ho, ho. And then now you can tell him, hey, dude, I was on Idol. Did you see me on Idol? Do you still watch? I was the mentor.
Oh, yeah. He
you
probably
got
knows
you, bro. You're related to him. Like, you're...
Okay. Well, anyway, he's one. And Layla Ali, Muhammad Ali's daughter, is also a boxer.
Okay. Don't mess with her.
I'm going to be friends with her.
Okay. Why would you mess with anyone?
We all sit in a room together. And then Carney Wilson from Wilson Phillips. Someday somebody going to turn around and say goodbye.
Dang, dude. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Tell them, baby.
Ooh, come on.
Are you going to let them hold you down and make you cry?
Ooh.
Dang it, Amy.
Things have changed.
I do that, son. And then...
And just so you know, I believe that they got rid of the swimsuit edition portion of the...
I'm sorry, Bones.
The swimsuit edition. Yeah. Whatever. I'm just surprised they asked me to do it.
Man, that
so
sucks.
If you watch ABC, I'll be doing that Sunday. Tonight, I'm in Little Rock. I'm doing a big theater in Little Rock comedy. I'm really excited. It's home. It's a home show. So, you know, a few thousand people.
You get to see some of your
sold
friends.
Out. They've never seen me do comedy before. Like,
does that make you nervous?
No.
It gets you more amped up, more excited?
I just want to see... Well, first of all, those are my people.
Yeah.
Like, just in general, they're coming to that show. Like, that's my people. And so, secondly, I want to see my friends. Like, I'm proud of like, the work that I've written and the comedy that I do. It's clean. And so, I say I do three wiener jokes, but other than that...
It's wiener.
And even then, it's wiener. It's not even anything bad. Yeah. So, yeah. I can take my guitar. I'm excited about tonight. And then Sunday night... Just so much stuff. And the other stuff I'll get to talk about next week. Just leave that there. But yeah. So all that.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come, Bobby.
Yeah.
Hey, our website's bobbybones.com. And a lot of the stuff we talked about today is right there up on the website. Amy's got the news right now.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
I just want to tell any guys out there that if you want to order vegetarian, like, be a man. Do it. Don't worry about what others think, because I saw this whole article about how men are embarrassed to order vegetarian food, especially if they're eating out with other men. And it's easier to just try to be cool and eat meat and offer meat to other guests.
Well, yeah, there's a stigma. I was a vegetarian.
Yeah.
I've been a couple times. There's a stigma attached to it, especially from dudes, where they're like, dude, eat a steak. Or I would be skinny on Instagram. People would be like, hey, eat a hamburger. They never go eat broccoli. Why? Because that's not manly. But yeah, there's definitely that to it. What else?
Fraternities are going to be banned from serving hard alcohol starting at the beginning of the school year in 2019. So fraternities, they've crossed the line with pledges. Like, there's hazing, all kinds of crazy parties and stuff. So the American Fraternity Conference... They recently had the North American one. They had a vote, and it was pretty unanimous that parties at fraternities will no longer serve hard alcohol.
Well, that doesn't make a lot of sense, huh?
It doesn't make any sense to me at all.
Like, I was never in a fraternity. I wasn't cool enough. I didn't want to party. But, like, that's kind of why people get into fraternities. Don't give me that crap. It's brotherhood. Shut up.
They just say that a lot.
You're there to party.
You're there to party, right.
Well,
later on, you may find relationships. Yeah, I know, but still. What, you going to regulate what kind of alcohol?
How are they going to regulate that?
They're not, they like, won't. If they have the parties, like, they have to hire security and everything, and so they won't be allowed to have hard liquor, or else they can lose their license, like, their fraternity chapter, all that. It's crazy.
What else you got there, Aim?
Okay, so Domino's Pizza in Russia, this is kind of funny, they were forced to end a promotion offering fans free pizza for life. They would get up to 100 free pizzas every year for 100 years if they simply got a tattoo of the Domino's logo in, like, a prominent place on their body. They kind of thought you know, maybe one or two people would do it. And the campaign was supposed to run for 2 months, but they got flooded with pictures of tattoos.
I got to tell you, I thought about this. I read the story. You get 100 pizzas a year for the rest of your life. I would consider getting a tattoo of Domino's pizza. Yeah.
For sure, because then you can sell them for $10 a pop.
Well, even just for the pizza yourself, worst case scenario.
Yeah, it's worth it.
Yes.
Wow.
So when they say like a place, what, like an arm? You can't put it on your like back?
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably not like your, you know,
your calf.
Pelvic area.
Unless your pelvic area is prominent. You know? All right.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories. Bobby Bone,
come on. All right, quickly, I will go to Little Rock tonight. Can't wait to see everybody in Little Rock doing a stand-up comedy show. I'm so excited. I'm so excited. I just am. I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it. I'm going to be proud about it. I'm very excited.
I love that.
It's a packed theater. It's my people. It's a home show. So, yeah, I'm going to do that. I'm going to judge Miss America on Sunday night. Those are my girls.
So you basically, you know how much going on, huh?
Well, then we'll come back, and yeah, that's what I'm doing this weekend. I got Friday night and Sunday night, and then next week, we got some stuff next week. It's all a big deal. It's cool. Things are going all right. Like I said, all right.
Yeah.
I just need some balance. Got to get that, you know. Who knows what's happening in my personal life right now? You never know.
No, yeah, you don't really update us.
Well, I kind of give. I've floated some bobbers out there. But
we can only imagine.
For now. You can only imagine. Amy, what's going on this weekend?
Still gonna be with my. I'll be with my dad for half the weekend, and then flying home and hang out with kids and husband the rest of the weekend.
I heard that you saw a bunch of listeners at the hospital. Where your dad?
Oh yeah! Shout out Texas Oncology. Like so many listeners there, it's crazy. They love it, and they love Pimp and Joy. So I got to get a bunch of hats to like pass out up there.
I went to LA and back the same day, and then I saw a girl in a blue Pimp and Joy shirt. As we're getting on the flight. And I was like,
oh, really?
Yeah, and I don't, listen, she could have got it at Goodwill. I don't know. But I went over to and hugged her without her even knowing.
Oh, no.
Well, I don't know.
Did she accept your hug?
She did, but I don't, Amy, I honest to God, I don't know if she knew it was me. But I was like, look at that shirt. And I just hug her, right? And either she was stunned, A, that it was me, or B, that some random dude just hugged her in the airport.
Yeah.
Because I was like, oh, look at that shirt. Boo. Yeah. And then they were like, all right, you're going in. And on Southwest Airlines, I'm like A5. Like, I'm a big deal on Southwest Airlines. And so,
you gotta go.
So I gotta go. I don't have, it's just, you get a first seat. So I go in and I didn't talk to her anymore. We just got on a flight.
That was it?
But there was no time.
That's funny.
Man.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, you know what's cool about that? The blue, that was our very first ever Pimp and Joy shirt.
It was old and awesome. That's why I think it could have been a Goodwill. She could have just got the shirt.
Or maybe a gift.
Yeah, some random dude. Some random skinny dude with dark rim glasses. Like, what up? So, yeah, that was in L.A. Lunchbox this weekend?
I'll be chilling with the kid, and my parents are in town. So, they drove up from Texas. So, we're just going to be having family time, looking at the baby.
Well, everybody have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday. Appreciate you so much. I know you got a lot of options, so we appreciate you hanging with us. Listen to the podcast. We're ending right now, but go search Bobby Bones Show. Wherever you listen to podcasts, there's a whole part of the show that we do as soon as the mics go off here. So, yeah, thanks. We'll see you Monday. Bye.
The Bobby Bones Show. Bobby Bones.